How's the summer going?
Not too bad. It's been nice. I got the chance to go back home for a bit and see my friends and family, and now I'm back stateside. So it's been good.
Yeah, I saw from your Instagram that you're in Connecticut, right? You're down there just working out, skating. I saw one of the drills that you were doing. So yeah, it's basically back in the saddle for you.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm trying to, be on the ice and kind of get the feel for it and kind of get away from Toronto. I'll be there next week for a couple of days. And, I got a birthday coming up too, so I'll be celebrating that. Summer's been really good.
Yeah, you've been doing work. You've been working out, no doubt. No, nobody questions that. But you've also, yeah, there's a couple of pictures on your Instagram with the tarps off. Like, what percentage of the summer would you say you've spent without the shirt on?
I'd say it's pretty 50-50. I mean, weather's been good enough that I've been able to show off the bod a little bit, so yeah. It's been fun.
Yeah, no, listen, you're in your 20s still, yeah. So birthdays still matter, and you're working out all the time, which means tarps off during the summer at all times.
Yeah,
totally respect that. What do you do mostly with the downtime? Like when you actually want to kick back and relax, what do you like to do?
I try to kind of mix it up. I don't just have one thing. I like being outside, weather permitting, whether it's going to the beach or hanging out or I like doing sporty stuff too. Whether it's just playing basketball with some of my friends or whatnot, or, everybody likes to golf. So that's probably the main thing for me. But just trying to stay active and not stay inside and lay around all day, which is, something I try to avoid.
So you play some hoops?
Every now and then. I'm terrible, but it's just fun to do.
Because I saw you wearing one of the Raptors hats. I figured maybe you had a game. Maybe you're going to say basically what your style is. Let me guess. Since you're a professional athlete and you're a hockey player, that your style is like the hustle guy. You're the one getting all the rebounds, playing a lot of defense, like full court defense.
No, I'm the guy who's cherry picking and wait for everybody else. I'm just going in for the easy layoffs.
Nice. How closely did you track the Raptors run?
I was watching it very closely. It was fun to see, and I didn't really expect them to go all the way. And obviously winning was just a huge thing for the city of Toronto. And unfortunately, I was back home during that time, but. Just watching that was a special thing.
Yeah, I'm sure you saw the pictures, though, of the parade and the subsequent rally at a town hall there and everything. And I wonder if you had the same thought pop into your head that a lot of people in the city had pop into their heads at that moment. Is like, what would this look like for the Toronto Maple Leafs? Did you ever think about that?
Yeah, obviously it kind of crossed your mind, but I think, it's a distant thing. I don't think people should get too... get that in the heads too much. Obviously we all want to win and we want to bring, the cup to Toronto, but, it's going to require a lot of hard work. And I think, looking at a team right now, it's looking good. And then, playoff time, we just got to pull through.
The good news for you guys is the Raptors did the parade first. So if you do have a parade, they probably will have some of the kinks worked out. Maybe you guys won't be on there for 6 or 7 hours and run out of booze. that's basically the upside. That's the upshot for you guys. So how, in terms of this summer and being able to relax a little bit and get away from it, but then also train, how are you feeling mentally with all the contract stuff out of the way?
Really good. I was happy, and I think I was lucky enough to, kind of get it out of the way. And it wasn't, at any point, it wasn't stressful, but obviously it kind of, weighs on you a little bit and you want to do it. And, my first priority was to stay in Toronto. I love the city. I love the fans. It's been my home for a long time now. And just to be able to get it done so I can focus on training and then kind of, getting that weight lift off my shoulder was a big thing for me.
How much of that was planned? Like, did you go to your agent and say, hey, I don't want to have to think about this. I know my good buddy, William Nylander, it was real tough for him in a different scenario, obviously missing games, but I just want this behind me. Can we do this as quickly as possible? Did you have that conversation?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think at any point I was going to, pull a Willie that I wouldn't be playing for, for a long time, but obviously I was just scared that I'd drag on throughout the summer and kind of, mess with my head or weigh on me. I told him what I wanted to do, that I wanted to stay in Toronto and hopefully get a good deal done, which is, benefits to both, both me and the team. And that's exactly what happened.
We were actually a little surprised that it happened so quickly, not because there was any doubt in terms of you wanting to be here, just that you and Andreas Janssen specifically looked like you were going to be basically right in that pocket of restricted free agents where a team could really put the Leafs in cap trouble by giving you guys, something like a little bit north of four. Did you and your agent ever discuss those possibilities? Was that something that you ever considered?
Yeah, I mean, he made me aware of that possibility. But, you know, like I told you guys earlier, and I told him as soon as we started talking about contracts this summer, I said, you know, I don't want to stay in Toronto. I don't really care about, you know, that. And, you know, I just love playing here. It's you know, just an amazing feeling just walking out there and onto the ice and playing in front of a crowd in Toronto, you know, just representing the Maple Leafs. It's you know, it's truly an honor. And, you know, I couldn't be happier here than, you know, stay here for three more years.
Yeah, well, not to sound overly cheesy, but what is it that you love about this organization so much? Like, is it the young core? Is it the city itself? Is it the fan base? What made this such a no-brainer for you?
I think it's just a combination of a lot of things. Obviously, the team's very young, and it's looking very good. You see we have a lot of young guys, but we also have some veteran guys there, too, to, you know, help us out. You know, I think the way the staff treats us, everybody treats us, they you know, they treat us like gold. You know, the city is amazing, good restaurants, good bars. Just a great time for a young guy like me. And, you know, just the fans, like how passionate they are. You know, sometimes it's, you know, it's hard with passionate fans and when you're not playing well or, you know, the way, you know, things ended last season, it's not always easy, but, you know, when it's going good and we're playing well, it's, you know, it's the best feeling in the world.
Talking to Kasperi Kapanen, so it almost felt like you and Andreas Janssen were like a package deal because you guys were announced almost at the exact same time, right before free agency opens up. Were you in communication? Did you know what was happening with his camp?
No, not at all. I wasn't really talking to Johnny. I knew he was back home in Sweden, but, you know, we weren't talking about contracts. And I think, you know, that's kind of how we wanted to do it, you know, just do our own thing and figure it out ourselves. And, you know, I'm lucky enough and, you know, I got my deal done and I'm happy to see that, you know, he's going to be here for another 4 years too.
So it's got to be a little bit difficult when you see a bunch of teammates move out, especially when, yeah, you did mention it is a young core that a lot of these guys have been together for a while. So Kadri ends up getting traded, Nikita Zaitsev on the way out, Connor Brown on the way out. What's it like for you guys in terms of when these things are happening, in terms of balancing the loss of teammates who you get along with versus the excitement of seeing new guys come in and examining future possibilities?
Yeah, I mean, that's just hockey. It's business. It's, you know, you lose teammates and it's tough. You know, I've known Brownie since, you know, I got traded to Toronto and, you know, I played with him in the Marlies and, you know, I've known Z for a long time too. And he's a good friend of mine and Ron Haynes, he left too, which was a big veteran presence in our locker room and a guy that will be missed a lot. You know, Nas always being there for me and he's helped me out and, it's tough and, you know, that's just hockey, you know, trades happen, you know, I've gone through it once before and it's not that fun, but, on the other side, we get new additions too. And, you gotta be excited about that. You know, the team is looking really good right now and I think everybody's buzzing and, you know, it's just life.
I know you're asked this question a lot during the William Nylander contract negotiation because you guys are very tight. So maybe you have a stock answer, but yeah, how much communication have you had with Mitch Marner and what is your opinion on what's happening right now with him?
I mean, if you go look at every Instagram picture I posted this summer, people are just telling me to help Mitch sign and tell Mitch to sign. And you know, I really can't, you know, tell you guys much. I mean, I haven't really talked to the guy about it. You know, I've seen him a couple times and, you know, we really haven't talked about that. I know he's, you know, going through a lot right now and just like Willie was last year. So, you know, I'm just gonna let him do his thing and hopefully, you know, they figure it out.
Yeah, your Instagram is giving us a lot of content for this interview, and I want to continue that because you put a picture of yourself wearing a Von Dutch hat with no shirt, again, multiple pictures without a shirt, but that is like early 2000s when you were single digits old. Like, are you really trying to bring back the Von Dutch trucker hat?
Listen, I just found it dusted and crusted in the corner of my girlfriend's house and I just put it on, but you know, maybe I'll try to make it a comeback. We'll see.
It makes me sad that was probably her dad's hat.
It could have been. Yeah. It probably was.
Yeah. My youth is very, very on the hot seat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, that was right in my prime, Von Dutch. Yeah. Kasperi, this was a lot of fun. I hope you continue to have a good time in the off season, and best of luck next year. Thanks for doing this.
Congrats on the contract,
buddy. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.